Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
If you listen to this, it's Monday, motherfucker. Welcome to Black Opinions Matter. I'm your host, standing in for Amin and Jerv. I have Jason Madison joining us. This is your host, Black Trey. What's good, y'all? I thought I would never have to say this nigga name again, bro. But 2022 is just living up to the best that it could potentially be. I did not have this shit in the cards, Jerv. I did not have this shit in the cards that R. Kelly would drop an album secretly. Not secretly, because it showed up in our fucking streaming platforms, but allegedly secretly to the record label, Legacy Records. R. Kelly drops an album called I Admit It.
Why, yo? Like, yo, it's like when OJ was coming out with that book. I'm not saying I did it, but if I did it, this is how I would have did it, or whatever the fuck the title was. Like, yo, my nigga. Like, yo, first of all, when they hit the stream, how many of y'all, like, between the two of y'all, did any of y'all just think, like, nah, get the fuck out of it. Like, this is fake, right? Like, you had to think it was fake.
Nah,
right?
I told y'all. Remember, I sent it to the chat. Oh, I said, right. Look, this nigga got, it's real. I thought it was fake. I thought nigga was just, you know, one of these little accounts trying to go viral. I said, yo, this is real. And then I look at the last three tracks. And it says, I Admit It, part one, part two, part three.
Nigga that trapped in a closet for his.
So I'm like, confessions. But then here's the thing, Jason. Huh. I'm like, I can't listen to this. I can't get caught listening to this either, but I'm curious.
You gotta be curious.
So I'm like, fuck, I can't hit play on Apple Music because it's gonna show the last thing I played. So I'm like, nah, I'm cool. Yeah. 30 minutes later, bro, they done pulled that shit down and said that nigga bootlegged the album. First of all.
And now you hot. Now you hot.
Because I missed an opportunity.
You missed the opportunity.
I think somebody ripped it, though. I think it's on YouTube, but I don't want to give him his streams, but I'm really curious to what he said. And that's all it be. Niggas be mad, right? I'm gonna be honest. Like, people don't like being honest.
That shit probably this going is the thing. Roll. That shit probably roll.
This is the thing. People don't like being honest. They'll judge you and be like, knowing you got curiosity. knowing you got curiosity, whether it's bad or good. Nigga could say, oh, he got shot in the head. You know what? A nigga gonna click that video because they fucking curious and nosy. It's human nature. So, fuck R. Kelly, first of all. I can't give him streams, but I do want to hear I Admit It Part 1 through 3. Because I'm so curious. Trapped in a Closet had me in a fucking chokehold in 2005. I bought the DVD.
How many parts was Trapped in the Closet? It was like 20.
I think it was 13.
Parts. Nah, did he get up past 13, nah, bro? No, nah. Was way past 13.
You just checked out at 13, because yeah. it got super dupe. It got wild.
Think about this, niggas is in the car. Listening hard, like, what's the next thing the nigga gonna say?
The next twist, yeah. Nah, it was definitely some
my God,
Tyler Perry
storylines. Rubber. You're like, a midget, a cop. What?
I'm not gonna lie, dog. The first like three or four though was going crazy. Like,
when
he first realized like what he was doing, it was like, oh, this nigga is like going in, like it was crazy. And then you saw the videos with the random what was it? It was like on some daytime soap opera production value for the music videos. Oh man, but yeah, fuck R. Kelly. Just want to make sure that that's known, stated. Yeah, fuck R. Kelly as a staff, record label,
fucking crew.
Yeah, like that nigga, man, he needs to rot under the jail. And it's people still like, because I actually
walking down the street, bro, and I got into it with somebody on Twitter. Wait, what?
I got into it with somebody on Twitter, nigga, about R. Kelly the other day, like when this shit dropped, because somebody, like, you know, some Twitter user, is like, it's a black chick, she was like, oh, do we something, you know, do we believe that, or do you believe that he's fully innocent based off of, I don't know what the fuck, I guess he's being retried or he's trying to bring the case back or something.
He's trying to win off of some
technicalities. I had to shut it down though, bro, because it's like, come on, let's be honest with ourselves, like, you know, fucking shade room people, like, nigga, I saw the tape when I was 13 in 2001, nigga, going to Fairfax, like, nigga, he pissed on a little girl, like, that nigga should be rotting under the jail for the rest of his life, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like, niggas asking for Twitter likes, do you think he's fucking innocent, is just ridiculous. So, like, whenever I see some shit like that, I just kind of get beside myself. Like,
hey,
come on,
man.
Trapped in the Closet was after that, right?
It was. Right. He had a whole career after that.
This nigga's real talk, dog. We were, like, if you really think about it, right? We were that Boondocks episode. Yeah. Like, nigga,
have to understand.
That's crazy.
First of all, you have to understand, cancel culture didn't come around to like 2017, 2018. So a lot of niggas would have got away with murder, bro.
Yo, his shit. Oh, that's real.
Like a lot of niggas would have got away with murder, bro, if a nigga didn't have a voice now. We have a voice now where a nigga can low-key get bullied and be like, fuck. Like, shame is real now. Shame didn't exist.
It didn't exist. We weren't really even trying to cancel niggas, bro. Like,
but
we
also
was like,
shame didn't exist. A nigga not going to be like,
hey, you listen to Tory Lanez?
Niggas was more outraged about Milli Vanilli being fake, my nigga, on some real shit. Then this aspect. Then I might have just dated myself by saying Milli Vanilli, because y'all niggas don't.
That's all good, bro.
Y'all don't know who Milli Vanilli is.
I mean, I know.
No, I do know who I do. Girl, you know it's true. I love you.
I'm so used to a meme being here and knowing what the fuck. If y'all would have just saw y'all faces, like, I was expecting like a real reaction. Y'all niggas was just like,
no, I mean, Jerv, you have to understand.
No,
you're what, 42?
41, dog, not 42 yet.
He said, don't put that on. Don't put that jacket on him.
Two weeks, nigga.
All right, nigga. Leave it to Jerm to fucking fight a fucking 2 week age gap.
I got two more pies before I turn 42, my nigga. That's all. So much can happen in pies.
Let him get his vibe off, Trey.
Let him remain fucking 41 savage for the rest of his life. Exactly. He's immortal. Fucking immortal at 41. God bless. I'm going to put it out there, bro. I'm not 38 yet, but I'm 38 because my birthday is right there. So I'm just going to fucking claim 38 because it rounds off in the next couple weeks. But yes, dog, niggas is crazy because shame was such, it's a new thing. It shouldn't be new, but it's a new thing. Like, niggas did not judge you off of who you voted for, off what you listened to, off what you watched. Like, a nigga be like, well, that's him. The internet now has the fucking, Circe walk through naked and niggas stone you. That's Twitter, bro. When you making a fucking decision that nobody fucking agrees with. I'm not saying that niggas should not have shame, but times have changed to a point where niggas low-key scared to enjoy whatever the fuck they want to enjoy. But think about that, Jay. You just went through a battle with a complete stranger over a fucking opinion. Right. Over R. Kelly.
For sure.
10 years ago, nigga wouldn't have said nothing. You probably would have been like, and look, and now I'm going to be devil's advocate. We go to the Rams game. You play Sunday service. I tell you, I don't want to hear this shit. What you say? Nah, you got to listen to it.
You got
to
hear it. You got to hear it. It's fire.
So I'm in the car, Jerm. I can't control the music. I'm in his car. He plays the Kanye shit for me. I don't have a choice. He plays the shit. And I'm sitting there like, it's cool. But I'm probably not going to listen to it.
Yeah, you still wasn't really rolling. You still wasn't really
rolling. I'm still not rolling, but it was like, yeah. I'm in his car. I don't have anything. Yeah. But I'm also not shaming a nigga for listening to it. It's like, I had a Sunday service hat on.
Yeah,
that's the fucking funny shit about it. I had a Sunday service hat on.
Yeah. I was about to say, it just happened to me, but I didn't have a Sunday service hat on. So maybe it's like, yo, I'm cool.
That was part of my confusion with Trey was like, when we got in the car, I'm like, you fuck with the album? And he was like, I ain't even listen to it. I'm like, but you got the hat on.
I just like the merch. I didn't know anything else. It's easy to separate the two, bro. Like, that's the thing. And I try to do that. Like, nigga, I listened to Tory Lanez's last album, and it's fucking good. And niggas is like, I'm like, damn, can I even enjoy this? Like, niggas is going to be looking at my shit like, nah, nigga shot Meg, bro. You a bitch-ass nigga for listening to him. And I'm like, damn, why I got to be all that? Like, I don't even know these individuals involved, first of all. I don't know them. I'm not a celebrity. I go never cross paths with these two people. Meg's not going to give me a day and, you know, all that other shit. I do understand the sentiment of it, but my anger is not going to change the jury. My anger is not going to, like, reach Tory Lanez. He's never going to read my shit. So I'm just like, I'm separating the two. Who's your guilty pleasure artist right now that you're still fucking with and they canceled?
And niggas canceled.
It can be movies too. Or comedy.
Oh.
Who you fucking with?
Easy. And I think about it every time I see this fucker on television. It's Seinfeld. Niggas don't like, yo, like cats still be laughing canceled? At Kramer. Kramer had a whole episode.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Right when Seinfeld was about to be on all streaming platforms and Jerry's going around and he got the whole nigger, you should be like that whole rant.
Yeah.
Bruh, yeah. I watch because there's three shows that I watch just on some either background noise or because I need background noise. Like I'm from the city, I can't stand peace and quiet. Like peace and quiet is torture to me.
I can't stand it.
If it's too quiet, it's like something's not right. Like it should
so
be
if you noise. Had a white noise app and you got a chance to create your own sound, it would be Seinfeld.
No, for that I need the sounds. I don't care where I live, if I can get the sounds of the hood.
Right.
I can just get the sounds like literally just
niggas need the calm app. The calm app with like hood sounds though.
Come on, dog. Like more like Trey, you know how it is. When we potting in the summertime, yeah. The first you wanna know this, a nice day in Philly, let me pod and you'll hear nothing but motorcycles. Right. Nothing but motorcycles, four wheelers, all that shit.
So you have the revving of the engine and sirens.
Nah, not the sirens. More so like the chatter. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or like car horns or something. Not the chatter, but the car horns. Like, you know what I mean? It's like niggas is going to blow
you know
car
what's,
horns,
you know what's bro. Fucking crazy? I was on a call, and it was like an important call. And the fucking sirens was going by. Like going crazy. And I'm on New York Street, bro. The person I was talking to was like, hey, you in Brooklyn, huh? I was like... Damn.
Right, niggas know.
Bro, I'm at Crown Heights right now. I was like, he's like, yeah, man, them sirens sound the same, bro. He's like, I miss it. And I was
you know that. You know they tried to cancel Seinfeld too, Jerv, over dating a chick who was 18.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Oh, shit. They tried to retroactively
cancel him. When the Me Too shit came out, and I think he made that article about New York, and it was like one of those times when it was like anything was happening, and it was like niggas was like, "Oh, I know you're not laughing," like you know what I'm saying, type shit.
Hold up, fam.
Yeah, like it was one of those, and so they tried to like unearth all the shit from the 90s where he was dating this 18-year-old when he was like in his 30s or whatever. But my guilty pleasure canceled artist is without a doubt Dave Chappelle. Like, and I'll stand for Dave Chappelle. Like
Dave Chappelle's, but he's a different kind of canceled. Is it like Dave Chappelle's canceled for real?
I mean,
look, I can't even tell. He canceled.
Yeah, man. You know,
he's kind of canceled.
Got him up out of there, nigga. They been off that.
Yeah,
nigga.
Bro. They tried to take his shit off of Netflix. They were saying,
but then again, Jerv, you know that, bro. It's just that it just didn't reach you. Like again, it's certain shit that just you know that it's like nigga throwing a paper boy running out and he throw the paper and the shit might hit your doorstep and you look like nah I ain't gonna fuck with it today. It didn't hit your doorstep.
Had that special. No, I do remember. I guess I'm just on some shit like yo, that's my dude. Yo, like I'm not canceling. My canceling boy.
He's not even a question. Yeah, it's not even a question. Yeah. Like
what are we doing here?
Yeah, like what are y'all talking about? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that shit crazy. For me.
What about you, Trey? Yeah.
Damn. I don't know, man. I fuck with mad shit. Cause I just don't subjectively, I don't feel like I gotta explain myself anyway. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, I can't. I caught myself listening to, like, Best of Both Worlds one time. And I was like, fuck, I'm really enjoying this shit. You know what I'm saying? And I was like,
yo, I just listened to that over the weekend, dog. And I didn't even, I felt so bad. But it was like, my algorithm was going and one of the songs came on. And like,
That's fucked up where our minds are set up, though. That's not human nature, though. I don't think that's fucked up. That you should be able to separate the art from the artist, you know what I mean? I don't know if that's Van Gogh or whatever.
I just recognize, yo, this is a song that back and whenever it came out was my shit. Like, so naturally, my first response was, oh shit. And then it's like, and then like, it's because Hov's rapping. So, you know, I'm like, oh, this is crazy. I haven't heard this whole verse in God knows how long. And then you hear Bull singing. It's just like, I was just like, oh man.
Cause feeling you in stereo bangs, bro. I like it, man. That's my shit.
He got a lot of shit that goes, but like I'll be on the other side of the argument and say that I'm now a victim of the shit hitting different. And not even the R. Kelly shit. Cause there's certain songs that like the Fiesta remix comes on, you know what I'm saying? That's a classic forever. Even if Twista like So Sexy comes on, like forever bang that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like it's certain shit that
for me and I like you.
But on the other side, like the Kanye shit that I love, that I fell in love with, from Graduation to College Dropout, even We Major, like it don't hit the same no more, bro.
You don't like We Major no more?
I'm not saying I don't like it. It just don't hit the same. Like you listening to him rap. Yeah, I'm not even me getting shamed. I just feel like I never really recognized how much.
Hey, you feel like you gave so much to that word, those words. You hung on to those words, and now those words don't really match.
They don't mean the same. Yeah, like they don't match what they used to mean. You know what I'm saying? And that's like he kind of fucked that up. You know what I'm saying?
It's like it's like if we lived or died by "I Have a Dream," and then we see like some pictures of Martin Luther King on some bullshit, like some bullshit. Like, down the line, these pictures come out, and niggas is like, "What?" Like, that's how it is. It's kind of like
if we saw Martin Luther King Jr. was like selling crack or some shit. Like, obviously, crack wasn't out then, but it was just like if he was on some super destructive, like, you know, like how they be showing them pictures of him in like the do-rag with like the cigarette behind his ear. Like we just seen him like in front of the corner store, like also just ignorant, like nigga shit. You be like, damn, this is, I have a dream. I mean,
the algorithm is pretty crazy. The algorithm's pretty crazy though, bro. Like you'll be sitting listening to some shit and then shit just come on.
And you know why I did? Because I searched for the album. Cause I had to see with my own eyes. I did not click play. Let's make that.
So the algorithm served you something similar to him.
It must have. It just put him automatically in my rotation. The shit was crazy. But
you shouldn't feel guilty of that. You should be more upset with the platform than yourself. Cause like again, if I'm sitting in a crib, like again, I'm gonna see my family, right? And if my auntie playing some Kels, I can't go over her and be like, hey, yo, turn it off.
We can't but I'll sit there. I'll fight it. I will, bro. If I catch myself, naturally at first, my shit's going to be like, oh, shit. And then it's just like,
All right, cool. here go another thing, right? So remember when Artist Beef, Game 50, Kanye 50, Biggie Tupac. If one of those artists that you chose aside, Meek Mill, Drake, if one of those songs came on, are you fighting it? You're not fighting it, nigga. You're going to be like, because I done been with Drake and them, nigga, and the Meek Mill shit came on, and I looked around just to make sure niggas is nodding their heads, and they was fucking with it. Because you can't stop it. You human, bro. You human. I don't care if you beefing with a nigga or not. You're going to be like, damn. It's just like if you see a nigga and me and Jason in the car, and they be like, yeah, I don't fuck with that bitch-ass nigga. And we see him. Your body got the fucking muscle memory of nodding. Cause you don't You know what I mean? Your brain not like really working at the same time where you be trying to fight the nod. Like, fuck, I just said what's up to this nigga and I didn't mean to. It just happens. You know what I mean? And I think like it sucks because, again, we're prisoners of shame. Again, we not streaming R. Kelly, first of all. Fuck that nigga. But I'm just saying.
Yo, I haven't been on the record crazy. Saying fuck R. Kelly yet. Y'all have said it. Fuck R. Kelly. You can continue. I had to get that out. All right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Because niggas definitely going to be. Yeah. Niggas going to be in your mentions like, well, Jerv was quiet, man. That mean that nigga really rocking with, bro.
That's what make it clear. Fuck R. Kelly.
Yeah. So we said dude name enough and just transitioning. But it's interesting conversation to just say how much shame and how much like. Overall viewpoint of how we view things now as humans and getting older. You know what I'm saying? Because I was even shouts to Kent Jams, bro. Kent had me watch this Charlie Chaplin documentary. I want to say like 6 months ago, right? And I had no fucking interest in Charlie Chaplin. But what I found out about Charlie Chaplin, this motherfucker was marrying his co-stars, and they were like 14. And they were like 16. And as we get older, it's like in his 30s. Damn. But in a societal way, you think about your grandparents. You think about your parents. In certain matchups in those type of times, my grandma got married. I mean, she had kids and got married. When she, in 1949, she was born in 29. She got married in 49. But the guy she was with, technically my granddad, this nigga was way older. And that shit was just so common till a point now we just of awareness to shame people would be like, yo, that's nasty. You know what I'm saying?
Like same shit. My grandmother, I think, was like 14 or 15 in like Mississippi. My grandfather was like 19 or 20 or some shit, you know, like.
And you look at it, it's weird because you look at it like, nigga, my daughter would never, or because now we're of age and we know that it was not okay. But we watch Game of Thrones and we watch how niggas barter off their fucking kids and be like, yeah, you can wed her. And it'd be this old ass man like, yo, what the fuck? Like, what are we watching? But it was so societally susceptible. But like going back to that notion. I can't be like, yo, fuck Charlie Chaplin. He a bitch-ass nigga for marrying them little girls because that's how that shit was. And we just aware now in 2022 that, like, that shit kind of gross. Or it's in a situation of, like, they not even purely mature or in the essence of even knowing what they, you know, who they potentially can be when they reach the full age and pairing them with these grown men and et cetera. But you look down the line, Elvis... All these people that they love, them niggas not canceled like how we canceled all these other niggas. They not. Them niggas is rolling. They rolling.
I mean, the obvious sin of R. Kelly that's in the public eye, at least in my mind, is the evidence. And it's like, nigga, the tape is what. Damning part. You know, it's like, yeah, you could do it. Like, we didn't care when it was Aaliyah, right? It's like, that's the perfect example. We saw it happen with Aaliyah. And nobody cared. It was all good. Age ain't nothing but a number. Okay, like, that's not weird. And it's like, then, you know, fast forward 7-8 years, we see a tape of him peeing on a 14-year-old. And it's like, oh, nigga, you are fucking disgusting. Like, but like you said, Charlie Chaplin could have been doing whatever. Woody Allen, like, all these niggas was dating young chicks under 18, was old as fuck. And it was like, niggas didn't care. It wasn't no tape. Niggas wasn't taking the fucking VHS, the 35 millimeter Hollywood camera to film their exploits.
That shit is wild, bro. That shit is wild when you really think about all that shit when you unpack it. Like, being mad at companies, celebrities, entertainers, it's almost a waste of energy. But if you got that energy, go for it. I support it. But I can't do it because... Niggas not gonna be like, hey, nigga, take them Nikes off. Nigga, you know they got slave labor over there. Nigga gonna look at you like, what? Nigga, I'm wearing these. Nigga, these shit's hard. You know what I'm saying?
These shit's hard.
Oh, God.
That's like, how niggas be, though, dog.
For real.
It's real, though. You gotta look at it like, bro, the slave labor over there is crazy. But nigga ain't thinking about how the shoes is made. Nigga, them shits is fire. That's it.
Niggas tried to cancel LeBron over to China.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so when we really think about all that shit, bro, you could be like, ah, oh, nigga, I ain't eating Chick-fil-A because niggas supported such and such. Or these like real liberal Christian niggas. Like, nigga, the food bomb. Nigga, they got number one service. Nigga, what you tripping on? Like, again, it's always going to be some darkness in anything we like. Oh, God, nigga, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not even about to pick these battles with all these companies because we wouldn't have nothing. We wouldn't have, like, if you was one of them, I want to meet one nigga that's just really honorary. One nigga. If he ain't Jesus Christ, one nigga that should be like, nope, nope. I remember I was dating this one girl, bro. She like, I don't fuck with Amazon. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, I don't fuck with Amazon. I do the mom and pops. I'm like, all right. So you gonna go to the store, pay $14.99 for some deodorant? Yeah, if it's gonna get the money right. Nigga, give me my deodorant for the five cash. I'm cool. Nigga, I'm not thinking like that. But niggas think like that, bro. I can't do it.
I tried the whole I forget when it was. It was like,
you know,
right at the start of 2020.
You know, niggas pushing the anti-Amazon shit in 2020 too. That shit was
I tried the no target. It was like, yo,
no
don't
target.
Oh, bro. Really? It was shop at it was like support small business black businesses, right? Like Target wasn't one of them. So I was going to like Rite Aids and shit like that because I know Rite Aids in the hood are owned by black people. Nigga, what? I had to buy like yo, there's certain shit you just gotta get from Target, like toilet paper and
essentials.
This nigga Jerv was walking out of Rite Aid with the one ply, the shit that gets stuck in his ass.
Because like yo, dog, if you want the good shit, that shit like double the price. Yeah, bruh, like grocery stores? If you buy anything other than groceries from a grocery store,
this nigga trying to have morals with wiping his ass.
Like, it's there, yo. It's so much cheaper for you.
That's the wrong place.
You try to have morals wiping your ass.
To have morals.
You a funny nigga. Yeah.
Hey, I never
morality,
even heard of Target.
Morality is funny, though. Morality is funny in general. Your morals is tested. Like,
every day,
I wish I was, like, in a situation with a bad chick and you just, like, your morals is tested and you try to see if you could, like, if she was like morally supreme and you like, you got to put on this whole front. Like, did you just live morally like that? Nigga, you won't make it. You won't make it, nigga. You won't make it.
It's hard enough. Imagine being like with a vegan, like super pronoun, super.
You're not going to make it, Jack.
Human rights, activists, Greenpeace, save the whales. Like, you got to try to do all of those.
Listen, you're going to go in the car, take a deep breath, nigga. That's the only way.
Nigga might last like a month, dog. He might a month, two, three tops, yo, after a while.
Hey, we can spend more, so much time. We can spend so much time on this topic, bro. We got to move on and close it out. And on that note, for Jason Madison, for Big Jerv, for Amin on the DMP, this has been an episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. And get well soon, Jay. We love you. We miss you, brother. And we'll see you next week.